You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 45. Personal revelation, you're already getting it.
Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you have had a really great Christmas and that you are gearing up to have a wonderful New Year. This is the last podcast of 2023, and that is so exciting and so crazy for me. I believe March is when I started my podcast, so it has been almost a year. So big thank you to everyone who has followed along and everyone who has joined in on the podcast journey. I want to remind you again about on Thursday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, the free coaching call that I am doing. It's opened up over Zoom and it is opened up for you. It's opened up for everyone that you want to invite to it. And it's such a great opportunity. I have had so much fun having the chance to do just some really brief coaching with people over there. It's about 10 to 15 minutes per person is what I try to do. And it's a great chance to see how people are experiencing a lot of the same things that you are experiencing and how coaching can help. Excuse me. And if you have something that you want some coaching on to have it a little bit more personalized, you can hop on and say, hey, I would like some coaching. And it's such a great opportunity. So again, that is Thursdays at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. The login information will be in the show notes, but you can also head over to my website, youarelimitless.ca, to get the information. And if you would rather have a personal one-on-one hour-long session just for you, you can also book your try-it-out session. And that's a really low-cost 1 hour. And then if you really like it and you say, hey, actually, I want to have, you know, several sessions, I think I have a six-week session, then you can put the cost, that $25 of your try-it-out session, towards the cost of that six-week session bundle. And then you get 6 weeks of, well, then plus that one-on-one, so 7 weeks of one-on-one, 1 hour per week focused on you. And you can really start to see a lot of big noticeable differences. So totally recommend it. But yeah, come on Thursday, share it with your friends. All right. One of the things that sets the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints apart from other Christian churches is our belief and knowledge that there is continuing revelation in the world. We have a prophet that receives revelation, which we know, and we also know that we can receive personal revelation. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I want to talk about this word revelation for a minute. Maybe you are like me, and revelation just like seems very big and very important and very life-changing. And so I've noticed that we seem to culturally have this little bit of a hesitation to owning up to receiving personal revelation. We're much more comfortable with, and it's certainly not wrong to say, that we felt inspired or prompted to do something, or we felt a nudge from the Spirit to go and do. And those things are beautiful, and it's true. And lots of times I think that's what it feels like. It's not this great big, oh, the lights and the shining and all of the amazing things. It really is something very small, like a prompting or a nudge. And I just want to tell you that that is personal revelation. Those inspired prompts, nudges are personal revelation. And so you are already receiving it if you have ever at any time in your life felt and followed on a prompting or a good idea, you have received personal revelation. And so the purpose of this episode is to, I guess, draw a little bit more attention to the fact that you are already receiving personal revelation, and to maybe feel a little bit more comfortable owning that and calling it like it is. As children of Heavenly Father, we have a divine ability, not just a right, but an ability to speak with Heavenly Father and to be spoken to. That is the job of the Holy Ghost, is to speak to us the words that our Heavenly Father and that our Savior would say to us. And so what I love to think of revelation and what it is in its most basic form, it is communication from Heavenly Father through the Spirit. Isn't that what it is? It's just communication. And by just, I mean, it's as simple, it's as clear as that, not as unimportant, right? So that's what I mean by just. It's communication from Heavenly Father through the Spirit. I wanted to share with you a couple of quotes. One is from Elder Renland in the October 2022 General Conference. He said, "Personal revelation rightly belongs to individuals. You can receive revelation, for example, about where to live, what career path to follow, or whom to marry." And of course, that is not what it is limited to. We know that. You can receive inspiration, aka revelation, on so many things, such as who to call, who to visit, who to text, which question to ask, or to share a specific scripture or song or story or video, right? You can receive that inspiration for many, many things, and that is personal revelation. And Elder Cook in April 2020 said, "Personal revelation is available to all those who humbly seek guidance from the Lord. It is as important as prophetic revelation." I love that. Personal revelation is as important as prophetic revelation. And of course, the reason for that, or one of the reasons, is to be able to gain your own testimony of the truthfulness of the gospel. And so, clearly we need that, right? And as members of the church who are generally living the commandments and who have a testimony, and of course, you know, we have times where it's stronger and weaker, but I want to kind of bring a little bit of a focus on to receiving personal revelation in all aspects of our lives and calling it as it is, recognizing it as personal revelation. When you think about receiving revelation or promptings or inspiration, that's from the Spirit. And so the way that you can recognize that it's revelation is noticing how you feel. And this is where I love being able to name emotions and recognize, hey, this is a feeling, and being able to kind of describe how it feels within your body, right? And so we often, we hear these things in church, right? You feel peace or calm or warmth or burning or a filling. But what does that mean? what does peace feel like? How do you know that you're feeling peace as opposed to fear, right? So practice noticing that. Some other things that I find the Holy Ghost will help me feel when I'm receiving revelation for myself is excited or determined, and that it's very much a feeling that fills me up. That kind of idea of warmth or burning, when I feel the Spirit come on kind of quite strongly or all at once, it's kind of like this tingly feeling in my chest and sometimes like all the way down to my toes. And for me, like that is that warmth, that kind of burning sensation. And peace, I feel like, is a lot in my mind, like in my chest, in my stomach. It just feels calm, like there's not movement, but in like a calm water kind of way, not in an empty, there's nothing kind of way. So at the same time, I feel peace, I feel filled. And like it's a feeling of lightness, and rather than like that kind of feeling of heaviness that you get when you're feeling scared or anxious or dread. And so what I love about noticing and learning for yourself about how the Spirit feels when it speaks to you is that even if the Spirit is telling you something and you are feeling to go do something that right now is uncomfortable or you know is a little bit scary, you still feel very guided and supported. And for me, when I think about the moment that I finally committed to serving a mission, because it was this big whole long ordeal where I was back and forth for a very long time. But as soon as I said the words, I know the Lord wants me to serve a mission, so I'll go. Serving a mission still was daunting for me, but the feeling of peace was so strong. And so I absolutely knew that I had received and finally accepted personal revelation for me. And so the Spirit sometimes will reveal to us things that we are to do or things that, if we think about it logically, are scarier, we don't want to do. But we have that calm, that peace, that supported feeling, and that guided feeling. And so hopefully, as I've been talking, you have had brought to your remembrance or revealed to you times in your life where you already have been led, where Heavenly Father already has revealed to you certain steps to take, or maybe being able to see more clearly how a step that you took at one time didn't really make sense, but looking back, you can see, oh, this was inspired, that was revelation, because it led to the following situations, right? And so actually for me, again, with that decision to serve a mission, I can take that back to my friend saying, hey, you should apply to BYU Idaho. And I was like, yeah, I should. And there's like all of the experiences that led up to that and the steps that I took, that were just part of my process, part of my journey for Heavenly Father to let me know, hey, serving a mission is the right choice for you. So I'm not going into a lot of detail about that in this episode, but I hope that you will be able to see at least one example, hopefully more than one example in your life, where you can say, hey, I actually did receive personal revelation for this. And it's so great. This is one of the things I'm so grateful for, is that Heavenly Father can actually speak to me and that He can actually speak to you. It feels so good. I do want to share something with you that Elder Cook said in that same talk, the April 2020 talk, about one of the ways that personal revelation can work. As we know, personal revelation is personal. It's for you. And if you have a particular stewardship with a calling, like primary or young women's or young men's, whatever it may be, you also are entitled to revelation. You have the authority to receive revelation for those under your stewardship, right? And Elder Cook said in that talk that shortly before Elder Holland was called and ordained as an apostle, he, Elder Cook, had received revelation that Elder Holland would be called as an apostle. And he said that it was a very sweet moment for him because Elder Holland had been Elder Cook's junior companion when he was a missionary. And Elder Cook said, I don't have the quote right in front of me, so April 2020, go look it up. But he said that it was a sweet gift for him from the Spirit, perhaps in part to prepare him for later on being called as an apostle, where his former junior companion would now be his senior companion. And so even though Elder Cook received this revelation about something that would happen to Elder Holland, it was not for and in behalf of Elder Holland that he received that revelation. It was still for him. And so part of the personal revelation that you may receive could be glimpses about someone else or about yourself and just the potential or things that will happen. And I don't know a lot about that, but I do know that when you receive personal revelation, it is for you, and it feels so good. Okay, and then I wanted to share with you, I guess, a couple tips or ideas about how you can start seeing, looking for, and recognizing, and even inviting more personal revelation into your life. And this is something that I have been blessed to be experiencing more often lately. I recently had the chance to attend a class that Tyson Bradley was putting on, and he is also a life coach and he's a member of the church, and he is just an all-around really great guy. Hopefully I can have him as a guest on the podcast someday, but go check out some of his stuff. But in this course, there was an invitation for me to take an action, and I felt prompted, inspired. It had revealed to me that I should take that invitation seriously. And so for me, writing things out is very helpful and helps to bring a lot of clarity and for me to remember things. And so I had the chance to kind of write out all of the fears and reasons I had about building this business and just kind of like this belief that I've held onto for a long time that it's not the right time yet, right? It's always going to be the right time sometime in the future, but it's not yet. And then I felt to question that idea. And I asked myself, it's like, what is it not the right time for? And I thought of all of these things, like, is it not the right time for me to help others and to bless my family? And just like the list went on and on. It's like, oh, well, looking at it this way, like, why wouldn't this be the right time? But then, kind of listing everything out and questioning it, okay? But then taking the time to pray and ponder, and honestly, this is where meditation I find is very helpful, like putting that very intentional time into spending time with God. And so basically I told Heavenly Father, like, here are my worries, here's what I'm thinking. And then I just asked, what do you have to say on the matter? And this was different for me because so often I've heard, and I don't think it's wrong advice, it just wasn't the right advice for me at this time, but so often I've heard it's easier to get a yes-no answer. But sometimes yes or no is fine. And so sometimes we really do just need to invite Heavenly Father to tell us what He has to say. And the doors of personal revelation just like opened and things just poured out. I am not even kidding. I just sat there with my computer on my lap and I had my eyes closed and I was just typing things. I was like, this is not me. This is coming from my Heavenly Father. And it was powerful. I don't know if this is wrong or right to say, but the feeling that came with it was very much like the feeling of receiving a priesthood blessing. And I think the reason for that is it was coming from Heavenly Father. I was just completely open to hearing what He had to say. And so He told me. And I'm so grateful that I typed it out because I go back and I look at it. And when I start to feel doubt or confusion or anxiety or worry, I go back and I look at it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is what Heavenly Father has to say on this. And then I get to more easily get into a frame of mind to then do what I call my business time with God, which is basically kind of the same thing, like this meditative time where I have my computer open and I type out, okay, here's the things that I'm feeling a little bit worried about and that I think maybe I should do. And then I take some time just to breathe and get in touch with noticing the sensations in my body. And I say, okay, what do you have to say on the matter? And answers come, and they come with that feeling of peace. And I check in with myself, like, okay, is this just something I want to hear? Or is this spirit? And so I notice for those sensations, like those feelings of peace and calm and warmth and filling. And that's how I know if it's something from Heavenly Father or if it's something just for me that I want. And just really recently, I had a thing. I started to write it down and I was like, this doesn't feel right, actually. Should I take this out? It's like, yeah, take this out. I was like, oh, but I really want this. No, take it out. Okay. And as I was deleting that, that feeling of peace returned again. And so that is why it is so important to be in tune with the feelings that you have, because I think sometimes we are more in tune with the Spirit with our feelings rather than with our thoughts. And so that's just one more reason why knowing how to identify your feelings is so important and such a God-given gift. So maybe this is a lot of rambling for you, but I hope that it can be a doorway that opens up for you the realization that you already have been receiving personal revelation, that you are worthy of more personal revelation, and that Heavenly Father wants to give you personal revelation. And if you don't believe me, go to General Conference and go listen to the talks, and you will see that that is true. The trick is believing it in your heart and being open to it. All right, everyone, that is what I have for you today. So once again, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I hope that you have a Happy New Year, and I will talk to you again in 2024.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others. Rate it and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.